proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. This is your host, Aaron Broughton. I want to thank you for joining me on today's program. Perhaps no other subject in recent history challenges our minds so much as the horrors of the Holocaust. In the modern city of Jerusalem, there is a very special memorial dedicated to the remembrance of the Holocaust. Yad Vashem stands today as a lesson to never forget the horrors of anti-Semitism, as well as to stand as a monument for courage and survival in the face of evil. Yad Vashem presents the Holocaust from a Jewish perspective in its 4,200 square meter complex with a museum. Upon entering the museum at Yad Vashem, you are brought into Jewish life in Europe from the 1930s before World War II. Next, you are encountered with the first signs of persecution in Estonia and Lithuania. As you continue winding your way through the museum, you will encounter several exhibits that mark the anti-Semitism that Jewish people faced in Europe by the Nazis and other groups. All these actions led to the systematic identification, deportation, and eventual slaughter of millions of Jewish people, political dissidents, and others. Yad Vashem gives you a great sense of the timeline of the events that took place in the 1940s in Nazi-controlled Europe. The suffering of the Jewish people is presented by artifacts, survival items, and personal stories of the survivors of the Holocaust. This journey includes exhibits of the death marches, the Warsaw Ghetto, various concentration camps, and the eventual freedom and move to Israel. As you get ready to exit the museum, you will see a beautiful tree-filled valley in Jerusalem. This is a living reminder that even though the past was horrific, there is a bright hope and a future ahead for the Jewish people. Another place that is very special on these grounds is the Hall of Remembrance. As you walk in, you will see the building with walls of stones and a concrete top. Between the two is a natural light that comes in. The meaning of this is that as the evil of the Holocaust oppressed the Jewish people, there was still hope, referring to light. Inside the Hall of Remembrance, you will see the floor with the names of the concentration camps along with the eternal flame. Dignitaries and heads of state will often come and lay a wreath at this site during their visit to Israel. There is no other so moving a memorial as the Children's Memorial at Yad Vashem. The haunting yet captivating atmosphere of this building captures your attention in a strong way. Upon entering the memorial, you are faced with pictures of children who perished in the concentration camps. As you continue walking, you will see a myriad of candles and hear the names of each children, their age, and where they were spoken in English and Hebrew. It is truly a sobering experience. Now, although we remember the tragic loss of 6 million Jews who perished in the Holocaust, we also remember those who stood up for the persecuted. In Jerusalem, you can also visit a beautiful and living memorial to those called the Righteous Among the Nations at Yad Vashem. Today, there are over 25,000 people from over 50 countries that are officially recognized by the organization. During World War II, several helped Jewish and other people groups that were affected by the Nazis. Some may have given food, while others may have provided temporary lodging for those in flight. The memorial in Jerusalem reflects those who put their lives on the line in effort to save others. Some of the people remembered here are Oscar Schindler, Irina Sendler, and Corrie ten Boom. Edmund Burke once said, "All that is necessary for the evil to succeed is for good men to do nothing." In light of the tragedy of the Holocaust, I pray that we will stand up for truth and the protection of innocent lives. There may be a time where we will have to make a stand for good against evil in this world. As we leave the Holocaust Memorial at Yad Vashem, let us remember the lessons that we have learned today. May God help us never forget, and to say never again. Let me also mention an upcoming event here at IBGM, which is our annual Holocaust Education Day. It will be held here at our IBGM headquarters in Hickson, Tennessee, which is the greater Chattanooga area. This will be on Friday, March 11th of 2016. This special event is open to the general public. Please feel free to contact us for more information. I absolutely believe that we need to be aware of the reality of the Holocaust and its impact on the Jewish people even today. A further challenge for us is to pray for the Jewish people and the peace of Jerusalem. May we keep this close to our hearts. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.